Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Myrtle Beach Report. This is Dr. John Stamey down here on the fabulous and famous boardwalk right next to the Atlantic Ocean in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Actually, today we're broadcasting from the home of Carolina Caricatures at 946 Boardwalk, the sponsor for today's show. You can come down here and Cody can draw you a Valentine caricature of you and your loved one, your spouse, or someone you just like. And you get a little special deal on it. So come down here, 946 Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, today, we've got a very special guest. He's really not a guest for me. He's a good friend. It is Doug Kelly from Myrtle Beach. Doug, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Dr. John. It's good to be with you on the very first Myrtle Beach Report. Now, this thing is... it's on the web. People can go find this on MyrtleBeachReport.com. Is that
right? You got it. Absolutely.
And is there like a Facebook page as well?
Or there sure is, at Myrtle Beach.
So where do you hear these podcasts if you're not listening live? How do you go find this?
All you do is you go and click on the link that says click here to listen.
On the website.
On the website. I made it really big so that everybody could see it.
On MyrtleBeachReport.com.
You got it.
All right, I have to look that up.
All right, well thanks. That's good. You and I have known each other for quite a while. And
oh, my gosh, yeah. I remember when I first met you, when I first met Dr. John.
Uh-oh.
He was, I think he ran the whole computer department out at Coastal Carolina. The computer was his idea.
No, not quite, Doug.
Al Gore, invented the Internet, but Dr. John Stamey invented the actual computer that made it all work.
I'll take that compliment from you, but I'm not so sure about that. Got to be careful. I don't want to be caught by the fact checkers.
Yeah. But this is really neat. So the idea is that we're going to talk about Myrtle Beach and
yep.
things coming up at Myrtle Beach and fun and great things to do, like the Myrtle Beach Marathon. That's
wow.
coming up March 2nd. That whole weekend is marathon weekend. And you can still sign up at mbmarathon.com. There is a full series of weekend events there. There's the family fun run. There's that's the 1 mile, kind of anybody can do type of thing.
Uh-huh.
There's the 5K. And then on the Saturday, those are all on Friday. And then on the Saturday is the marathon and half marathon. And, man, what a great event for Myrtle Beach. I have been involved with that since the beginning, and I'm proud to say I'm still involved with it. I got one of their shirts on now in here. This was one from back when Bilo was our sponsor. Boy, they were with us for about 13 years, and we appreciate everything that Bilo did. And, they had some market retraction go on there and moved away. But you know what? Even after they were no longer the sponsor, many of the employees came and still volunteer. It's such a great event for the community.
That's great.
The Myrtle
yeah.
Beach Marathon coming up first weekend in March.
That's right, and we'll see about getting Carolina caricatures there so we can draw those guys.
You know what? That's a great idea. That is a fantastic idea. Maybe we get y'all on the expo, too.
We'll
work on that.
Well, that sounds good. Well, now, Doug, one other thing that we do when we have the Myrtle Beach Report is we like to talk to folks about what they've been doing and what's coming up, because that's really important. I always like to have interesting folks on my podcasts and everything, and that's why I picked
And I got invited instead.
No, I kid. I know. So anyway, tell us, this past weekend was Super Bowl Sunday, or the Super Bowl party weekend, and you were doing some great things all over. You've got, among the things that you do, you have the Jumbotron. It's like the largest television set in the world. Now I'm going to put the fact checkers back on
you. That's not quite true.
Okay.
But I have a couple different things that I do. I mean, I do all kind of electronic media, radio, television, film, technology projects of all shapes, sizes, and varieties. But I also, I have some satellite trucks. I do some satellite communications. And that's what I was doing in Atlanta on Super Bowl weekend. That Atlanta's kind of Coca-Cola City. And Pepsi bought some ads in the Super Bowl.
Bought a bunch of them, didn't they?
They bought at least two they talked about. And PepsiCo also owns other companies, other brands such as Lay's potato chips. And so what I did was actually broadcast from Atlanta. They turned the lobby of the Marriott Marquis in downtown Atlanta into kind of look like the trading floor. And they had a big old NASDAQ desk they built in and a big old background that said PepsiCo on it. And we sent a signal from Atlanta. We were remotely doing the closing bell is what it was. And they took that signal and they put it up on the front of the NASDAQ building in New York,
Wow. Which
was really cool. And other places took the feed. I believe your CNBCs and your Fox Business might have popped in for a listen and possibly others. But it was really neat. They talked about during the Super Bowl that 98% of the people are going to enjoy some kind of snack, and 85% of those would probably be potato-based. And that was their connection with Lay's potato chips and why PepsiCo was there. It was really a neat, just kind of working on the Super Bowl hype. So that wasn't one of my jobs with the Jumbotrons. That was with the satellite communications. But it was still very, very cool because they were sending us a signal back from New York that showed the front of the NASDAQ building.
Got you. Well, I know that was a lot of fun. And how long were you down there for that weekend?
I was out of there by Saturday morning.
I
got out. Yeah, I was super done and super gone Saturday after I returned the my generator rental. I had to take back that. The next day.
Well, you caught me because on Sunday I was eating potato chips at the Miller's house during the Super Bowl. And, yes, you can hear the background, all the great folks here on the boardwalk. I thought it'd be good. And Doug did.
Well, this is neat where we're broadcasting from the oceanfront. I'm looking out at a beautiful scene right now, the Myrtle Beach Boardwalk. There's some kids here running around and goofing off. We're still on the air, do you think?
Absolutely.
But I can see some of the boats out there right now that are working on the beach renourishment project, which is another great thing that's going on in Myrtle Beach. We just, after the last couple storms, it ate away at a lot of the sand here. And as the Myrtle Beach area is a ginormous revenue generator for the state of South Carolina with all these tourism taxes and tourism money that comes in down here, we got to keep our beaches looking nice. And so for the past several months, sand has been being pumped from offshore sand deposits up here onto the beach. And you know what that means? That means it is an incredible time to find shark's teeth.
Really? Because,
yes. Well, sharks lose up to 5,000 teeth a year at some different varieties. And where we're getting this sand is these offshore deposits. And so they're pumping that sand up here with all kind of little rocks and shells and stuff in it. And in there is tons of shark's teeth. And you being a kind of a far-out cat, you'll appreciate this little story. Last time they did beach renourishment, I was down the beach, and I found the funniest, craziest-looking rock.
Oh, what?
And I picked it up and was like, golly, this rock is crazy, crazy heavy for the size it was. And I even ran into one of the guys from the Army Corps of Engineers, and he looked at it. He's like, well, I've never seen anything like this. I was like, see how heavy this is. And he's like, wow, that's crazy heavy. Well, I threw it back down on the beach and went about my day. And, a couple of years ago, I started seeing this show on, was it Discovery or History, one of the meteorite men. And they showed the characteristics of the meteorite.
Oh, no.
And how they have those little pockets on the back, I guess, where it reenters the atmosphere. It was a meteorite. And it was the size of a bowling ball. It probably would have been worth $17 billion, according to them on that show, when they find a space rock. And it's out there. Somebody else can go find it now. It was around 70-something Avenue. I'll give everybody a hint.
Okay, well, I'll go get my ocean-based metal detector.
It would take some kind of space rock determiner.
Okay, that's great.
To find it. But in general, every time the tide goes out, look for the bunches of little rocks and shells and stuff, and that's the place you're going to find most of your shark's teeth. And they're not white typically like typical teeth. If you find a white one, that's from a fresh shark. Most of the teeth you're going to find here on the beach are black, and they're at least 5 million years old. That's true. A lot of facts were just mixed in with my whole little story on the shark's teeth there.
Great. Well, now, you know what? This is starting to sound like the Green New Deal. But we'll call it the Ocean New Deal, where we're replenishing the sand and everything. How about that? I had to get that barb in. And if you like comments about things like that, go to Twitter and go to RealSCLizardMan, at RealSCLizardMan, and you can find all the comments that I can muster about politics. Because they're politics, you know, these days, Doug, it's a lot funnier than reality. I sure don't call politics reality, do you?
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy world in which we live, and it's an interesting time in politics. And I've supported every president we ever had, and, you know, all of them. Everybody, you know, if you're the president, I'm going to support you.
George and Abe included?
All of them, every single one of them. And I think it's an interesting time, and Trump's doing the best he can. Not everybody agrees with it. Not everybody loves it. Some do. You know, he's doing what he does. You know what I like about Trump?
What?
Is that he proved that you don't have to be part of the political establishment to be president of this country. And now I kind of wanted Hillary to win because I was hoping my mother, who was a real woman's liver, would see a woman president in her time, for sure. She still may.
She may.
She's still with us. She turns 80 in May. So happy birthday, Martha May in May. hey, but here's something going on today.
What?
At Danny Lee's place, there's an event going on that is a fundraiser with raffle prizes, tickets to hot attractions, restaurants, events along the Grand Strand. And it's all a benefit for Jay, who Jay worked at the Sun News for a long, long time. He's run upon some health issues and some bad luck here lately. And so they're having a benefit for him today starting at 2 o'clock at Danny Lee's place. And you can also find the GoFundMe page to donate as well. Trying to find a little more facts about that. Danny Lee's place at Myrtle Beach. I got this. This is something fresh off the interweb this morning.
Gotcha.
Fresh
off the Al Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore's interweb. I was trying to find the location of Danny Lee's. Danny Lee's place, Oldest Beer, karaoke. Where is it? It is 4501 Socasty Boulevard. You call them at 293-3558. That starts at 2 o'clock today, the benefit for Jay at Danny Lee's place. How about that?
Well, that sounds good. Maybe we'll head on over there after Myrtle Beach report.
By the way, the info I got on this, I saw, was a post from my friend Don Bryant. And many people remember Don from her 17 years as a writer at the Sun News. A lot of times she was front page above the fold. And she went to work at one of the campgrounds for a couple of years. And now she's with Tideland's Health.
Oh, yeah.
As
yeah.
a senior communications person.
Right.
She wasn't real happy that they called her senior. But that's, I think, happening to all of us here.
Well, now let me tell you something. You were talking about how she was above the fold. I've been above the fold two times in the last year. The first one was for the first Bigfoot conference that we held up in Kingsport, Tennessee. Had a picture of Bigfoot above the cover, and it said something big is happening in Kingsport. And then the other time that we were above the fold was about the first Lizard Man Festival in Bishopville, South Carolina. And that was, of course, in our friends from the Camden Independent. I mean, so really appreciate both those fine newspapers, the Kingsport Times and the Camden Independent, for putting me above the fold.
Now, I wonder, there's a lot of people out there that aren't going to know what above the fold means, so I think we've got to kind of sort of describe it.
I'll let you do that.
In the newspaper business, remember before there was an interweb, there was newspapers.
Yep.
And people got most of their news from the interweb, from newspapers. And so if the most important stories would be on the front page, of course, of the newspaper. And the most important stories would be on the top half of the news, which is above the fold. So thus, when you walked up to the newspaper machine before you put your nickel in, you would be able to read those. You know, that was their little preview. So the most important stories in the newspaper business are above the fold.
Right.
There we go.
I said I've been lucky for that, and hopefully
what that has to do with Myrtle Beach, I'm not sure, but I do have a great Lizard Man story.
Oh, tell me.
When the Lizard Man was hot, and this would have been like late 80s, you know, back when like Peter Jennings and Dan Rather we're talking about the lizard man on the national news.
For everyone's information, that's 1988 to 1990.
There you go.
I think you're talking about the fall of 88. Sounds
that's
like a movie.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. So what happens? I was working at a top 40 radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, and we had a new night guy coming in.
Mm.
And we decided, well, here we need to do some you know, a funny PR stunt to, you know, like a good PR radio stunt is if you're changing formats, you play Christmas music for 6 months or something like that. But here was our stunt. Lizard Man was hot. So we had our new night guy. We got him sized up, put on a white tuxedo, complete with giant white silk cape and a Lizard Man mask. And also that popular at that time was the Yugo. The cars, the Yugo, had just come out.
I remember, yeah.
And so we had in our station, we got a couple of these Yugos. And we would drive our new night guy around, before he'd been on the air, so nobody knew who he was, downtown Columbia, South Carolina. And he would get out. We would stop on a corner, these corners in downtown, and he would get out and start handing money to people. $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills. Just, you know, he'd stop and hand out $75 or something on a street corner.
Wow.
And cause just a little ruckus. And and that, you know, we did that for several days. And we you know, planned to do it for a little while. And I think about a week into it, our guys got pulled over. Our promotion team got pulled over. And apparently in the state of South Carolina, it's illegal to wear a mask on any day except for Halloween.
Okay.
So our guys got arrested, I think, or at least a stern talking to from the police, and that ended our promotion. But it was fun while it lasted.
Well, you know what? I might disagree with you on one small point.
What's that?
When we celebrated Lizard Man Day, which is June the 29th, the first celebration of Lizard Man Day was here in Myrtle Beach at Carolina Caricatures, and it was really interesting. Our man Dylan had on the Lizard Man outfit, and we got a picture of him with all the cops, and they're having a great time. So I guess they just fell in line with the spirit of Lizard Man.
Well, I've seen your Lizard Man, and everybody's lizard idea of what Lizard Man looks like could be a little different. But yours, Lizard Man, was more like a giant, big, smiling dinosaur. So it wasn't quite the thing that lives in the swamp that, you know, generally people think of as the Lizard Man. But
and frightening as all get out.
But somebody saw Bigfoot the other day, so, you know, it lives. We'll hope there's a Lizard Man out there one day that we find, or maybe not.
Absolutely. Are you talking about that story of Lizard Man in Utah?
Was it Utah? No. It was Bigfoot in Utah.
Bigfoot in Utah. That's right. Yeah, and pretty big dude there, and I, of course, shared that on my Facebook page, Bigfoot and Company, which is a promotional vehicle for the podcast Bigfoot and Company and the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, which is going to be October 25th through the 27th in Kingsport, Tennessee. So everybody needs to come out for that. It's just going to be a blast. And if you can't make that one, you can come October the 5th at Myrtle Beach State Park for the South Carolina Bigfoot Conference. Or if you can't make that one, you can come April the 27th for the Georgia Bigfoot Conference in Clayton, Georgia. So we got lots of Bigfoot conferences.
Lots of Bigfoot going on. Our today's presenting sponsor of the show, of course, Carolina Caricatures, here on the oceanfront, right next to Abraham's Arcade, and what's on the other side over here? Fun Plaza, I guess?
That's exactly right.
So we're here.
Right next to the big red chair.
On the very first ever, the big Coca-Cola chair, right? Right here doing the first ever Myrtle Beach Report. And this next section of the show is brought to you by Dirty Don's Oyster Bar and Grill, with two locations here in Myrtle Beach, right here on the boardwalk, in the original location, 21st Avenue North, just off of Ocean Boulevard, between Ocean Boulevard and Kings Highway, since 1991. Dirty Don's Oyster Bar and Grill. Pirates, welcome.
Paul. That's a good place. I've been there before. Food's awesome.
Oh, it's good stuff. More events coming up in Myrtle Beach here. I'm trying to find the, Myrtle Beach. I think I got it right that time. Boom, here we go. Dragon Boat Myrtle Beach. Ground Zero. Here we go. This is put on by the Ground Zero organization, which is a great organization that keeps kids off the streets. It gives kids a place to go and be cool and hang out and do neat things after in the after-school hours, mainly, and, you know, nights, weekends, times when kids are often left alone and out there getting in trouble. Ground Zero and Scott Pesor and his gang are over there in the old Rivoli Theater, which has been totally redone and is absolutely beautiful. It is available for outside events. When they're not doing anything over there, you can certainly rent it and schedule your event. That's at the old Rivoli Theater, right next to the Pavilion parking deck. I forgot the name of the street right there, but it's right off of it's Chester Street. That's 904 Chester Street. Right off of 9th Avenue North, right next to the Pavilion parking deck. But they've got their big Ground Zero Dragon Boat Festival. Again, the Screaming Kids are playing with the pigeons here on the Myrtle Beach boardwalk.
We guaranteed we were coming from the boardwalk today, and you can tell that we are.
And so so the Dragon Boat Festival is going on this year. It's April 27th. It's an all-day festival. You can sign up to be a rower on a boat, get your company involved, and fill up your boat with people from your company, or if there's a couple people from your small company that want to take part, there's a lot of practice rowing involved, several practice days, but the boats are actually on the water down there, so you got to learn how to paddle at the same time as everybody else, and it's really a neat, amazing system. The main fundraiser annually for the Ground Zero organization. I wish we had Scott Pesor here to talk a little bit more about it.
Maybe we can get Scott to come visit us.
Maybe we can on an upcoming show. But GZDragonBoat.com, GZ for Ground Zero, GZDragonBoat.com is where you can find out more about the Dragon Boat Festival. Also going on that weekend, and it's going to take me a minute to get this going here.
Okay, well, while you get that going, I've got a story that I want to share with everybody.
Let's hear
about one of my favorite Myrtle Beach ites, which is Banana Jack Murphy. You were talking about publicity for radio. Jack came to Myrtle Beach probably about 25 years ago, and he was the morning guy. He was going to be the morning guy on WKZQ. So what he did, he had to get him a moniker. He had to get something he could say about himself so that people would really know who he was. So what he did was he went to the grocery store. It might have been a buy low for all we know. He bought him a case of bananas, and he went into every single store that he could find, took a banana, and said, "I'm Banana Jack Murphy, and I'm the morning man on WKZQ." In 2 months, he was number one.
Really?
If you got a banana from Banana Jack, he was number one.
Well, here's what I'm a fact check you on that. And I moved here in March of 91.
Okay.
So how long ago was that? That was like
26 years ago.
But I started coming down here in the mid-80s when we moved to South Carolina from Las Vegas, moved over to Sumter. Over, my dad was transferred to the final assignment at Shaw Air Force Base.
Okay.
And so we moved there in, I guess, 85. And I started coming to the beach. And I remember hearing Banana Jack on the radio, 85, 86 area. So he's
okay.
Been here. He's a little longer. He's been here 30-something years, over 30, apparently.
Hey, buddy, I was trying to lie and help
Banana
Jack.
No, it's all good. I love Jack.
That's the story. Maybe it was a little longer.
Banana Jack Murphy is a personal friend of mine.
It's a personal friend of mine, too.
Good, yeah.
Or as we like to say, we've been best enemies for years.
There you go.
He's awesome.
All right, Myrtle Beach Food Truck Festival is coming up. Big festival here in Myrtle Beach. That's going to be April 26th through the 28th, 2019. It's on the Myrtle Beach Pavilion Place site where the old amusement park used to be. Pavilion Place, they now call it. Admission is free. You just pay for what you want from the food trucks. Last year they had about 40 trucks, and it was a big success. The show is it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They do this Friday evening from 6 until 10 and then 11 until 7 each day. And that is April 26th, April 27th, and April 28th. Another great event put together by my friend Amy Lee at Palmetto Events. And she does a great job helping organize that.
She's
making
nice
sure the trash goes away and making sure the trucks park where they're supposed to park and all that stuff that people don't think about when they see a big festival going on.
That's right.
They're just there to have some fun and don't think about the logistics it takes to put these things together. Myrtle Beach Food Truck Festival, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Pavilion Place, 8th Avenue North, between 8th and 9th Avenue North, on the ocean here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, that sounds great, Doug. And I tell you what, Cody has now arrived, so you can come get a Valentine caricature from him at a special price right here at Myrtle Beach Caricatures, 946 Boardwalk. So, Doug, thank you for being here and being our guest on the first of many Myrtle Beach.
Is it over already?
It's about that time.
How long have we been on?
We've been on close to 30 minutes.
That's okay. All right.
Pretty good. And
there's more Myrtle Beach to talk about. I tell you, we could come up with some more.
Well, you know what? Why don't we do this again? It's kind of fun. You're a lot of fun to talk to. Some of the guests I have don't want to say anything. You're like me. You have too much to say, and that's great, especially if it's on a podcast. So, anyway, it's Dr. John coming to you live. And when you listen to this from Carolina Caricatures, 946 Boardwalk, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So we would say
it was good to be here on the first show. I won't be able to make it next week. I'll be in Virginia working on that Saturday.
Okay.
Well, maybe another time. I'm glad to come back and love talking about Myrtle Beach.
Well, that's good. Next week we'll have Cassie Page. We're going to do an interview with her. She is the female vocalist of the year last year at the Carolina Country Music Awards that were at the House of Blues. We'll have some of her songs from the new album. So be sure to catch us next week, sometime during the weekend. We'll be putting it up on the website at Myrtle Beach Report. This is Dr. John saying cheers and have a great weekend. You too, Doug.
Goodbye.